This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am at the National Biodiesel Board Conference, and I'm with Alicia Clancy with REG. Alicia, how are you?
I'm good, Joanna. Thanks so much for visiting with me here in Las Vegas. It's great to be at the Biodiesel Conference.
You know, Alicia, it's really sad. We live a half hour from each other, and I had to stalk you all the way to Vegas to get this interview.
I know. We had to change two time zones and go to the desert from the cornfields of Iowa to be able to visit, but I'm glad we're finally having a chance to do this.
Well, me too. You guys have this really cool campaign that you've launched. I know it's specific to the state of Iowa, but regardless, I think people around the country need to hear about it. And it's called More Bee for Me. And I should clarify that the bee is more biodiesel. So can you tell us about this campaign?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking, Joanna. So morebeeforme.com is a campaign that was put together by Renewable Energy Group, the Iowa Soybean Association, the Iowa Biodiesel Board, and the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. And really what the goal is to get agriculture producers, may it be soybean producers or corn producers, livestock growers in the state of Iowa, to contact their fuel suppliers, their fuel co-ops, and say, bring more biodiesel to my farm. I want to use more biodiesel. So maybe last year you used B2, this year call and order B5. Maybe last year you ordered B5, so this year call and order B10. It is important to note that most all agricultural equipment manufacturers endorse B20, so we would love to see a lot of Iowa farmers go and start using a 20% biodiesel blend.
So I think it's probably important to note, because, you know, we do have a lot of consumers, and obviously consumers can also use biodiesel, but the majority of farm equipment is biodiesel, correct? Or it's diesel, so it's compatible with biodiesel, correct?
That's exactly right. The agriculture industry is a huge diesel consumer in the United States, and the agriculture industry, the Soybean Association, started the biodiesel industry. I just got out of the general session where we celebrated the United Soybean Board, the American Soybean Association, for their 20 years of partnership with biodiesel. And we really just want to rejuvenate the agricultural industry, especially in Iowa, which is the number one biodiesel producer in the country, to really say biodiesel is here. If you haven't looked at it as an option for your operation, take a look at it again and really look for more biodiesel.
So when we talk about equipment, are we talking tractors? We're talking pickup trucks? I mean, what, when you look at a typical farm, what kind of gamut are we looking at here and what they can use the biodiesel in?
That's a great question, Joanna. So I grew up on a farm in western Iowa, and there's lots of different ways that you use diesel fuel on a farm. In your farm, in your tractors, in your combine, you may have a generator in the winter in case you need backup, so that's an option. Also in your pickup truck. So Dodge, Chevy, and Ford all promote B20 in the over-the-road diesel pickup truck. So there's lots of ways to use biodiesel in your operation, because biodiesel can be used in any diesel engine without modification. You know, we don't face a blend wall, the quote-unquote blend wall, like they do in ethanol. So you can use 5% biodiesel, 10% biodiesel, 20% biodiesel in your operation today.
Alicia, is biodiesel available year-round? I mean, these farmers are obviously weren't running their farm, whether there's snow on the ground or not. So can they still go to their local producer or have it delivered in the winter?
Yep, they absolutely can. So the biggest thing for a farmer to do if they want to use a blend of biodiesel year-round is have a conversation with their fuel co-op and just let them know how they're going to be storing it, how they're going to be handling it. With the right measures, it can definitely be done. The city of Peoria in Illinois, they use B20 year-round. They work with their fuel co-op, Eggland, and they have a management system to make sure that they can store it correctly and handle it correctly, but they do use B20 year-round in the state of Illinois, and I know it gets awful cold there.
So, Alicia, we were talking a little bit about a petition. So it's my understanding that you have sort of a pre-formulated petition that the farmers can sign, and then, you know, is REG delivering that to the local co-op, or who's delivering it to the local co-op to get these blends higher?
That's exactly right. So when a farmer goes to morebeeforme.com, two things happen. One, they give us their contact information so they can sign up to win $1,000 in B5 blends for their location. So first thing, when you go to morebeeforme.com, you have a chance to win free fuel, which is great. But the second thing that happens is we ask you to put in the name of your fuel supplier and the county that they're from. And what will happen is that Iowa Biodiesel Board, the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, Iowa Soybean, and REG will take that list of farmers that are interested in biodiesel and deliver that to those co-ops, because we want the co-ops to know that there is demand for biodiesel. So we want farmers to ask for biodiesel. We want the co-ops to be able to deliver it. And then everybody can have the availability across the agricultural sector.
So I suppose co-ops should know that there is no shortage of biodiesel. If they go ahead and agree to this, then you, as the largest producer in the country, obviously Iowa's the largest producer of biodiesel, but REG is the largest producer in the country, can work with them. You have the infrastructure, you have the product.
That's exactly right. Iowa is the largest producer of biodiesel in the country, so there should be no reason that biodiesel should not be widely available. There are 12 biodiesel plants in the state of Iowa. A fuel co-op can go to multiple locations, including a new terminal set up down in Des Moines. REG has a tank there with lots of great upgrades. Magellan has blending on site. So there is really a huge availability option for biodiesel in the state of Iowa, and we want farmers to ask their co-ops for it, because when your customers ask for something, then you're going to use it. And when co-ops are buying biodiesel, that spurs the agricultural industry on the back end, because biodiesel is produced from so many agricultural byproducts.
Well, Iowa is a leader, you know, especially in agriculture. And so, you know, when this campaign is highly successful and you increase your blends, for those other states who aren't currently available to participate in this promotion, can they contact REG or some of your local terminals and talk, and can you also help co-ops around the country increase their biodiesel use?
Absolutely. So Renewable Energy Group is the nation's leading biodiesel producer and marketer. We've sold biodiesel into 49 states. We arm wrestle over who gets to go along with the tank load to Hawaii. But the only state that we've never sold biodiesel to is Alaska. And so we have more than 20 terminals nationwide. We can send biodiesel via truck and rail. So we're really anxious to and look forward to helping fuel co-ops across the country offer biodiesel to their farmers. So if you're a farmer and you're from a state beyond the state of Iowa and you want to ask your fuel co-op for biodiesel, all you have to do is ask them and then send them to the National Biodiesel Board's website, and we can try to help find them a producer to supply them.
Okay, Alicia, let's repeat the website one more time where people can go. They can sign the petitions. They can register to win the fuel.
That's right. So moreb4me.com, moreb4me.com is a location where you can go and sign up, sign the fuel petition, sign up to win free fuel, and you can also get a copy of a new Iowa economic impact study that shows all the benefits of that the biodiesel industry offers to Iowa farmers.
Great. And will you check back with us in a couple weeks or a couple months and let us know how it's going?
Absolutely. We're going to give the fuel away at the end of March, just in time for planting season, and so we hope that we get lots of people to go to moreb4me.com to sign up to win.